Alhamdulillah, in the seventh para, Allah Ta'ala from the ayah says, speaking about how Muslims keep away from drinking and gambling. The Sahaba Ikram, the ayah will come down regarding drinking alcohol. They prohibit it. We find that all what there is so much habitual to drinking, that straight away they threw away all the barrels, whole of Medina was full of. That was their condition, but today Muslims are drinking. It is so sad. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, it's a very big sin, it's haram, not to have it at all. And yet Muslims are doing it, and when go to celebrations also, sit together with the non-Muslims and drink. They don't realize the harm it's going to cause to them. Allah Ta'ala makes it very clear in the Quran, it's the shaitan's work. And to that they keep going from namaz and all the good deeds. It's important this month that we must keep away from that haram. But yet people are still doing it. What must we do? Just for the worldly gain. Just for worldly gain, they begin to give, you know, join the non-Muslims together and to drink and the rest of it. That's why you find that the outcome of that children of that family is so bad. What you do, it affects the child, you know. You don't realize this mother, you begin to see what is wrong with your child, you follow them what is wrong with you, and what has caused the harm to the child. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran very clearly that you must keep away from haram and drinking and gambling. What is being done so much? I won't forget one incident when father came to tell me that my son is taking drugs. One son tells my father is gambling. So it's obvious that kind of money you make to take drugs then. So just imagine what it is today. But be worried about the next person, don't worry yourself. You have caused all the harm. The father will begin to think very carefully, what wrong am I doing that affecting my child? No one thinks like that. That's why how important it is that keep away from Allah, keep away from gambling, keep away from drinking. So easy, that to keep away from everything. Shaitan will not come near you at all. But there's the nubun ya salam. So Allah Ta'ala will protect us all. In another ayat in the Quran says, Alaykum anfusakum. Many a time we call it other people. We don't realize what is wrong with us. We find people today, you know, advertising that you know how to bring out information in people. You how can you bring information in people? Those people who are advertising that are they themselves are not right, how can they check? The only effect will take place is to put yourself right. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Alaykum anfusakum, worry about yourself. When you worry yourself and you put yourself right, then effect of it will just take place. But when you're not worried about yourself and you're playing on the whole world and you don't bring out information, what reformation can they come and you yourself and the leader is not reformed? So Nabi Karim saw the reform, then all the effect will take place. The Sahaba Ikram of this kind, they were so concerned of themselves. Leave alone this one. They were given glad tidings in Jannati. But yet they were so worried about it. The Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should say, because Nabi Karim from heaven, Sahabi, who should note down all the names of Munafiqeen. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great Sahabi, he is asking that the Sahabi, is my name written there or not? So just imagine they were so concerned of that. So they're more worried about themselves before they were other people. That's why the effect was so much. They were given the title of radiallahu anhu wa radu anhu, that Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah ta'ala. But when they got that thing, Allah is happy with them, that they became more close to Allah Ta'ala, they became more concerned. That Allah Ta'ala is so happy with us, we must not do anything which Allah Ta'ala get naraz, annoyed. If we have to get one thing like that, that you're Jannati, we will leave everything and go away. So now we got a license now. Yeah, they got the license and everything, but they became more dear and clear to Allah Ta'ala. They made sure that they thanked Allah Ta'ala for what they Allah Ta'ala has given them. So this is what very important is that Alaykum anfusakum, worry about yourself first. If you worry about yourself and didn't say others affect you, you must say you can't tell others. You can invite others too, but first invite yourself. When you invite yourself, you see what effect will take place once you know. So how important it is that whatever you do, first concern yourself. Then you find the man. Then sometimes you think to yourself, my child is doing all these wrong things. Look at your own life, what wrong am I doing that affecting a child? You have to look at it like that. A father must think that my child is doing all the wrong things. What's the reason for that? Am I doing something wrong that is affecting the child? So when you begin to think like that, then you put yourself right, the child will become right too. That's another thing. And third one is this one, that You find that Allah makes the Quran Sharif from the mixed nation before us. Allah said, I sent seven different Nabis at that time to talk to them about it. But in the end, you know what happened? They did not listen to the Nabis at that time. Allah received them with calamities, received them with sicknesses, received them with all kind of wealth taken away. Thinking that will seize them with all those things, they'll become humble. They become humble and they repent and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead of becoming humble, they repent what they did. If they did this much, they forgot everything. When the punishment is, when they received the punishment came near them, then too it did not affect them, did not become humble. Then shaitan was there also to beautify the whole world. So they were caught up with the shaitan and did not become humble. Then Allah Ta'ala said that when they have forgotten everything that we reminded them, then we open all the doors for them. Then they must enjoy everything of this world. And why do they enjoy it? أَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكْرٌ بِهِ فَتَحْنَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْضَابَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا قُدِّحُمْ بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ. When they are enjoying themselves, so much drowned in all the sins and enjoying أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَمْنَاهُمْ. Suddenly we caught them. And we caught them, there was no road to them. This is the reason why you find that Allah Ta'ala has punished people to remind us that you become humble. When you become humble, you can make tawbah and istighfar. Then Allah Ta'ala will change you. But the khutbah, the faquti adam will come. Then Allah Ta'ala says, then the root of the evil ones, we have caught them. We have caught them. Once we have caught them, then everything was gone. So we have to learn to understand that whatever is happening, Allah is reminding us that the nation before you, we've given them everything of the best. So much what they were supposed to do, they're supposed to become humble. Likewise, why we must look at it, what is wrong with us that we're making all sides, all kind of things happening to us, the difficulties that we are facing. Is it because of our sins or what? If it's because of our sins, then you make tawbah, is the Father, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do not turn to Allah Ta'ala, the booze will return to Allah Ta'ala. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever is happening in the world, Allah Ta'ala will remove all the difficulties of the Muslims, the hardship they are undergoing, whatever hardship they are going. Only Allah knows what is happening. Allah Ta'ala must remove all the difficulties, give them victory, and all the time, and bring all the people in the world, give them hidayah to come to Islam. Wa qudda'u alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina. اللهم إنا نعطيك وشكرك وحسن إلهك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأدرنا من فتنة الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والإيمان والحسن والخلق والرضا والفضل. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.